Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where did it go? Where's the snow? Uncle Mike, are you there? Because I could have sworn that we were having a snowstorm and it is no longer snowing in downtown Minneapolis. What is happening? I was looking forward to some snowstorm.
Well, I'm gonna paraphrase an old song for you, Shaletta. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a snow garden. And I didn't because I'm retired.
I pulled you right up out the retirement chair. I was like, you know what? It ain't but one person I trust to tell me what the heck is going on in Minnesota with this weather.
I'm very loath to correct you because you're one of my favorite people. And I told you you were going far in this business, and by gosh, I was right. But anyway, besides the point, they were talking about the National Weather Service and others were talking about some light snow today. I guess what people are noticing is that there's not much snow. It's more rain. There's a little too much warm air in this system. So the light snow that was expected is more or less some rain with a few flakes coming in. But I think after about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, that colder air starts coming in, we'll have a little dusting of snow. But that's really about it. This is, as Steve Cannon would say, the late, great Steve Cannon, this is a wimpy winter so far.
Now, speaking of wimpy weather, I still have leaves on the trees, Uncle Mike. The grass is still green in Cottage Grove. Yeah. Has it ever been like this before? Is this a new phenomenon?
Yes, it has. It absolutely has. Decembers are very fickle for snowfall. Probably the closest thing we've had to this so far was back in 2011, 2012, I believe. That winter, in December of 2012, there was like 1.3 inches of snow. But funny, the year before, there was a huge amount of snow. So what I can tell you, just living here all my life, is December can be very fickle. We can have tons of snow, and we can have very little snow. And it seems like there's hardly anything in between, from what I can tell. But again, that's based on my observation, nothing scientific. And, you know, there's a reason that statistically, and this is true, about 75% of the Christmases here in the Twin Cities are considered a white Christmas.
Really? Now, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, only about 75%. And I tell you what, I haven't been looking at the weather maps as much as I usually do because I'm retired. No, but I do look. I'm curious. And really, over the next couple of weeks, I don't see any big snowstorms. I really don't. I mean, we're talking more than 2 weeks away for Christmas, but
yes,
certainly nothing this week. And most of next week looks fairly quiet. So we're running out of time.
We are running out of time for this white Christmas.
Well, Santa Claus and the reindeer, they're equipped to handle brown Christmases, too. But it's much more fun to have a white Christmas as long as, you know, it's not too bad and people can travel all right and everything else. But, yeah, this is what we call an El Nino year. The general circulation is such that the jet stream is not that strong in this area. So we can't really get any big systems going. There's been more snow so far this winter in places like Kansas than there has been in Minnesota. It's just the way it is. We just don't really have much of a jet stream, much of a flow. And so we get these little meandering weather systems that are weak, and we just don't have the cold air really supplying them. So there you go. I mean, we're still talking 40s next week.
And that's what I was just about to ask you about. Now, it's one thing not to have the snow, but the temperatures have been so warm. Is this unseasonable? Is this a trend? Have you seen this phenomenon before?
This is unseasonable, yes, and I have seen it before, yes. And, you know, and I know people talk about, well, is this climate change? Is this it? Is this the warming? And I would have to say the short answer is no. The thing is, the weather tends to cycle around like crazy in the short term. And by the short term, I mean from one December to the next. But overall, there are warming temperatures across the world, and that's something to be concerned with. But you can't really point to this December saying, this is global warming. You can't do that.
Okay, because that's what I have been doing. That's why I have you on the show, because that's exactly what I have been doing. I've been telling people that. I have been absolutely wrong, is what you're saying. Okay, good. I'll stop saying that.
Well, yeah. But the thing of it is, you know, you're talking large scale. There is concern. I mean, but as far as a year-to-year monthly cycles and average temperatures, you know, you really can't make that conclusion. But I think, you know, you look at about 50 Decembers in a row, and if they're all mostly warmer than normal, then you got yourself a trend.
Right.
But right now, I just don't see that. I just don't see that. But I think overall, yeah, there is cause for concern. I'm not one of these people that poo-poo it by any means. But you have to be careful. You can't just make general statements. It's the atmosphere is extremely complicated.
Okay, now everybody wants to know how you and Kathy are doing. I'm getting bombarded with text messages. Folks are happy that you're on the show, happy that they're driving around and listening to you on the Good Neighbor Station. So they want an Uncle Mike update. They want to know how Mike and Kathy Lynch are doing.
Well, we're doing great. Kathy's not doing so well because I'm home all the time, and think how irritating that is for her.
Kathy's going to go back to work. Somebody hire me, please.
Actually, I'm still quite busy. I'm still writing for the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Mm-hmm.
I write astronomy columns every week. I still teach my programs. I work for Sky Guide, an astronomy app company. I write articles for them. So I'm still quite busy, and I kind of like it that way. And, you know, I work for myself now, which is nice. I'm an independent contractor, which is always good. Not that I didn't like working for CCO. Oh, no, 40 years, was the luckiest man in the world, And we're doing okay. Can I put a little plug in?
Well, first, before you put your plug in, I was about to say, for all of those people who want to know how you're doing, they can hang out with you and Kathy in March, because you're going to Hawaii with one of these fabulous holiday vacations. Tell me all about this.
My lovely wife, Kathy, and myself on a fabulous I'm doing my commercial. No, actually, it is going to be a fabulous. We're going to Oahu, the Big Island, and Maui, and we're just going to have a great time. It's called Hawaii at Leisure. There's going to be plenty of leisure time, and there's going to be plenty of time to see attractions, and I'm looking so forward to it. Kathy and I have been leading these holiday vacations now for, over 30 years, and we just love doing it. And we've been fortunate and blessed to be all around the world, and this is going to be a great trip. It's March 5th through the 18th, I believe.
It's the 14th.
The 14th. Okay, I was wrong. I'm a weatherman. I have a right to be wrong. No, but it's right about that. And you can find out at WCCO. You can find out through our WCCO website for sure. But you can also find out at holidayvacations.net, keyword WCCO. And we'd love to have you come along. We're starting to fill up, but there's plenty of room for everyone. And the great thing about this is you get to hang with Kathy Lynch.
Right. She's the star of the whole show. Okay.
Absolutely. No, we're looking forward to that. And it's a blessing to be with so many good neighbors. Most of our friends that we have as adults, we've met on these good neighbor tours. So, again, we love doing them. We love being with the people. And, you know, and again, none of this would have happened without that great career I had at WCCO.
And I just have to tell you, every time I talk to you, I always say thank you for just embracing me when I came walking in the door, pulling me to the side and encouraging me. You know, you've done that for so many. I did. And I don't listen to many people. Ask Chad Hartman. I don't listen to nothing he got to say.
I gave you some advice. We won't go into that now, but I gave you some advice. and you're doing great. You're doing wonderful. I just saw you as a different personality, and I mean that in a good way. You've got your own niche, and I just think that you're a blessing. And just keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, we need people like you, because this is the thing, Uncle Mike, when people coming through the doors of the Good Neighbor Station, it can be a little intimidating. And so you want to fit in and you want to be a part of what everyone's doing. And so you think, well, should I change? Should I sound like everybody else? Should I look like everybody else? Should I talk about everything that everybody else is talking about? And you just freed me up. You gave me wings to fly. And I'm so grateful for that.
Well, and the thing is, so people did that for me too. The late, great Steve Cannon. You know, he retired from WCCO in 1997. He's since passed away, God rest his soul. But he gave me the best advice. He said, just be yourself. And, well, he's from the Iron Range. He had a few more adjectives with that. But no, you just got to be yourself. And that's the thing about CCO Radio. We have all kinds of different personalities. And, the thing is, nobody is saying, you have to sound this way. You got to sound this way. You know, it's not like that at all. That's what makes CCO great.
Now, you got to tell me what you're doing for Christmas. What are your plans? What you and Kathy got going on?
Well, what we got going is that my daughter recently got married.
I saw that. Congratulations.
And we absolutely love her wife, and we absolutely love her folks, and we're having a big get-together with them 2 days before Christmas. Usually Christmas Eve, Kathy and I are just going to kind of probably hang out. And it's going to be a real quiet Christmas Eve, although the Vikings are going to be playing Green Bay that day.
Yeah.
So the TV will be on. And the next day, well, my mom unfortunately had an accident. She broke her arm, and she's rehabilitating at the Minnesota Masonic Home. So we'll spend some time with her on Christmas in the morning, and then my kids will come over in the afternoon, including my new daughter-in-law. And Potato, my grand dog Potato.
I was going to say, you have a grand dog. We cannot forget the grand dog Potato, because Potato's all over the social media. Potato is the star. Behind Kathy is Potato.
Well, and we are actually babysitting Potato, because Angie and her wife Michelle are on their honeymoon.
So you got Potato right now?
We got Potato right. Well, yeah, he's not with me right now. But he's with Kathy. He likes me, but he absolutely loves his grandma.
Okay, so that's like everybody. That's like all of us. Potatoes, all of us. We like you, but Kathy's again. Kathy.
Well, Potato likes me, especially when I'm in the kitchen and I've opened up the refrigerator, because I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for those big eyes looking at me. So he may get a little treat now and then.
Okay. Well, I just can't thank you enough for hanging out with me for a little bit in your retirement and giving us the 411 on this, because I was calling it a snow storm. It's not a snowstorm. No. Should I call it a snow event? What should I call it? I don't know.
I would call it a minor snow skirmish is what I would call it. Very minor. I would call it wimpy. This is nothing. I mean, it just is. I'm sorry, but one of my pet peeves is when, I'm not going to say anything, but when you see certain media and they go absolutely crazy over an inch or two of snow. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
But it's not even going to be that. I don't even think we're going to get a half an inch. It's just the dusting, and what we get is going to be long gone, because it's going to be so warm this week. So
yeah.
There's nothing. It's wimpy.
Well, I thank you for calming my fears and letting me know what is going on, hanging out with me on the show. I love you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, Uncle Mike.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and God bless, and stay safe, and just be who you are and keep being who you are, and don't let anybody tell you any different.
I will, and I'm going to record that, and I'm going to send it to Chad Hartman. All right, Uncle Mike, you have a great weekend.
Right.
Y'all stick around. We'll be right back. Where did it go? Where's the snow? Uncle Mike, are you there? Because I could have sworn that we were having a snowstorm, and it is no longer snowing in downtown Minneapolis. What is happening? I was looking forward to a snowstorm.
Well, I'm gonna paraphrase an old song for you, Shaletta. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a snow garden. And I didn't, because I'm retired.
I pulled you right up out the retirement chair. I was like, you know what? It ain't but one person I trust to tell me what the heck is going on in Minnesota with this weather.
Well, you know, I I'm very loath to correct you because you're one of my favorite people. And I told you you were going far in this business, and by gosh, I was right. But anyway, besides the point, they were talking about, the National Weather Service and others were talking about some light snow today. I guess the what people are noticing is that there's not much snow. It's more rain. There's a little too much warm air in this system. So the light snow that was expected is more or less some rain with a few flakes coming in. But I think after about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, that colder air starts coming in, we'll have a little dusting of snow. But that's really about it. This is, as Steve Cannon would say, the late, great Steve Cannon, this is a wimpy winter so far.
Now, speaking of wimpy weather, I still have leaves on the trees, Uncle Mike. The grass is still green in Cottage Grove. Yeah. Has it ever been like this before? Is this a new phenomenon?
Yes, it has. It absolutely has. Decembers are very fickle for snowfall. Probably the closest thing we've had to this so far was back in 2011, 2012, I believe. That winter, in December of 2012, there was like 1.3 inches of snow. But funny, the year before, there was a huge amount of snow. So what I can tell you, just living here all my life, is December can be very fickle. We can have tons of snow, and we can have very little snow. And it seems like there's hardly anything in between, from what I can tell. But again, that's based on my observation, nothing scientific. And, you know, there's a reason that statistically, and this is true, about 75% of the Christmases here in the Twin Cities are considered a white Christmas.
Really? Now, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, only about 75%. And I tell you what, I haven't been looking at the weather maps as much as I usually do because I'm retired. No, but I do look. I'm curious. And really, over the next couple of weeks, I don't see any big snowstorms. I really don't. I mean, we're talking more than 2 weeks away for Christmas, but
yes,
certainly nothing this week. And most of next week looks fairly quiet. So we're running out of time.
We are running out of time for this white Christmas.
Well, Santa Claus and the reindeer, they're equipped to handle brown Christmases too, but it's much more fun to have a white Christmas as long as, you know, it's not too bad and people can travel all right and everything else. But yeah, this is what we call an El Nino year. It's the general circulation is such that the jet stream is not that strong in this area, so we can't really get any big systems going. There's been more snow so far this winter in places like Kansas than there has been in Minnesota. It's just the way it is. We just don't really have much of a jet stream, much of a flow. And so we get these little meandering weather systems that are weak, and we just don't have the cold air really supplying them. So there you go. I mean, we're still talking 40s next week.
And that's what I was just about to ask you about. Now, it's one thing not to have the snow, but the temperatures have been so warm. Is this unseasonable? Is this a trend? Have you seen this phenomenon before?
This is unseasonable, yes, and I have seen it before, yes. And, you know, and I know people talk about, well, is this climate change? Is this it? Is this the warming? And I would have to say the short answer is no. The thing is, the weather tends to cycle around like crazy in the short term. And by the short term, I mean from one December to the next. But overall, there are warming temperatures across the world, and that's something to be concerned with. But you can't really point to this December saying, this is global warming. You can't do that.
Okay, because that's what I have been doing. That's why I have you on the show, because that's exactly what I have been doing. I've been telling people that. I have been absolutely wrong is what you're saying. Okay, good. I'll stop saying that.
Well, yeah. But the thing of it is, you know, you're talking large scale. There is concern. I mean, but as far as a year-to-year monthly cycles and average temperatures, you know, you really can't make that conclusion. But I think, you know, you look at about 50 Decembers in a row, and if they're all mostly warmer than normal, then you got yourself a trend.
Right.
But right now, I just don't see that. I just don't see that. But I think overall, yeah, there is cause for concern. I'm not one of these people that poo-poo it by any means. But you have to be careful. You can't just make general statements. It's The atmosphere is extremely complicated.
Okay, now everybody wants to know how you and Kathy are doing. I'm getting bombarded with text messages. Folks are happy that you're on the show, happy that they're driving around and listening to you on the Good Neighbor Station. So they want an Uncle Mike update. They want to know how Mike and Kathy Lynch are doing.
Well, we're doing great. Kathy's not doing so well because I'm home all the time, and think how irritating that is for her.
Kathy's going to go back to work. Somebody hire me, please.
Actually, I'm still quite busy. I'm still writing for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Mm-hmm. I write astronomy columns every week. I still teach my programs. I work for Sky Guide, an astronomy app company. I write articles for them. So I'm still quite busy, and I kind of like it that way. And, you know, I work for myself now, which is nice. I'm an independent contractor, which is always good. Not that I didn't like working for CCO. Oh, no. 40 years, I was the luckiest man in the world. Luckiest man in the world. And we're doing okay. Can I put a little plug in?
Well, first, before you put your plug in, I was about to say, for all of those people who want to know how you're doing, they can hang out with you and Kathy in March because you're going to Hawaii with one of these holiday vacations. Tell me all about this.
My lovely wife, Kathy, and myself on a fabulous I'm doing my commercial. No, actually, it is going to be a fabulous. We're going to Oahu, the Big Island, and Maui, and we're just going to have a great time. It's called Hawaii at Leisure. There's going to be plenty of leisure time, and there's going to be plenty of time to see attractions, and I'm looking so forward to it. Kathy and I have been leading these holiday vacations now for, over 30 years, and we just love doing it. And we've been fortunate and blessed to be all around the world, and this is going to be a great trip. It's March 5th through the 18th, I believe.
It's the 14th.
The 14th. Okay, I was wrong. I'm a weatherman. I have a right to be wrong. No, but it's right about that. And you can find out at WCCO. You can find out through our WCCO website for sure. But you can also find out at holidayvacations.net, keyword WCCO. And we'd love to have you come along. We're starting to fill up, but there's plenty of room for everyone. And the great thing about this is you get to hang with Kathy Lynch.
Right. She's the star of the whole show. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, we're looking forward to that. And it's a blessing to be with so many good neighbors. Most of our friends that we have as adults, we've met on these Good Neighbor tours. So, again, we love doing them. We love being with the people. And, again, none of this would have happened without that great career I had at WCCO.
And I just have to tell you, every time I talk to you, I always say thank you for just embracing me when I came walking in the door, pulling me to the side and encouraging me. You know, you've done that for so many. I did. And I don't listen to many people. Ask Chad Hartman. I don't listen to nothing he got to say.
I gave you some advice. We won't go into that now, but I gave you some advice. And you're doing great. You're doing wonderful. I just saw you as a different personality, and I mean that in a good way.
Mm-hmm,
You've got your own niche, and I just think that you're a blessing, and just keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, we need people like you because this is the thing, Uncle Mike, when people come in through the doors of the Good Neighbor Station, it can be a little intimidating. And so you want to fit in and you want to be a part of what everyone's doing. And so you think, well, should I change? Should I sound like everybody else? Should I look like everybody else? Should I talk about everything that everybody else is talking about? And you just freed me up. You gave me wings to fly. And I'm so grateful for that.
Well, and the thing is, so people did that for me too. The late, great Steve Cannon. He retired from WCCO in 1997. He's since passed away, God rest his soul. But he gave me the best advice. He said, just be yourself. And, well, he's from the Iron Range. He had a few more adjectives with that. But no, you just got to be yourself. And that's the thing about CCO Radio. We have all kinds of different personalities. And, the thing is, nobody is saying, you have to sound this way. You got to sound this way. It's not like that at all. That's what makes CCO great.
Now, you got to tell me what you're doing for Christmas. What are your plans? What you and Kathy got going on?
Well, what we got going is that my daughter recently got married.
I saw that. Congratulations.
And we absolutely love her wife, and we absolutely love her folks, and we're having a big get-together with them 2 days before Christmas. Usually Christmas Eve, Kathy and I are just going to kind of probably hang out, And it's going to be a real quiet Christmas Eve, although the Vikings are going to be playing Green Bay that day.
Yeah. So
the TV will be on. And the next day, well, my mom unfortunately had an accident. She broke her arm, and she's rehabilitating at the Minnesota Masonic Home. So we'll spend some time with her on Christmas in the morning, and then my kids will come over in the afternoon, including my new daughter-in-law. And Potato, my grand dog Potato.
I was going to say you have a grand dog. We cannot forget the grand dog Potato, because Potato's all over the social media. Potato is the star behind Kathy.
That's
is
right.
Potato.
Well, and we are actually babysitting Potato because Angie and her wife Michelle are on their honeymoon.
So you got Potato right now?
We got Potato right. Well, yeah, he's not with me right now. But he's with Kathy. He likes me, but he absolutely loves his grandma.
Okay, so that's like everybody. That's like all of us. Potatoes, all of us. We like you, but Kathy's again. Kathy.
Well, Potato likes me, especially when I'm in the kitchen and I've opened up the refrigerator, because I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for those big eyes looking at me. So he may get a little treat now and then.
Okay. Well, I just can't thank you enough for hanging out with me for a little bit in your retirement and giving us the 411 on this, because I was calling it a snow storm. It's not a snow storm. Should I call it a snow event? What should I call it? I don't know.
I would call it a minor snow skirmish is what I would call it. Very minor. I would call it wimpy. This is nothing. I mean, it just is. I'm sorry, but one of my pet peeves is when, I'm not going to say anything, but when you see certain media and they go absolutely crazy over an inch or two of snow. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
But it's not even going to be that. I don't even think we're going to get a half an inch. It's just a dusting, and what we get is going to be long gone because it's going to be so warm this week. So
yeah.
There's nothing. It's wimpy.
Well, I thank you for calming my fears and letting me know what is going on, hanging out with me on the show. I love you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, Uncle Mike.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and God bless, and stay safe, and just be who you are and keep being who you are, and don't let anybody tell you that any different.
I will, and I'm going to record that, and I'm going to send it to Chad Hartman. All right, Uncle Mike, you have a great weekend.
Right.
Y'all stick around. We'll be right back.